This holiday season, New Yorkers and visitors alike are heading to New York City's extraordinary experience that you have to feel to believe. Summit One Vanderbilt, an interactive multi-level experience of art, sky, and exploration. Discover exhilarating heights, explore reflective spaces, walk among floating silver orbs, and immerse yourself in spectacular views of New York. Book your holiday visit at summitov.com and start your journey here.
It's the Back Nine Boys Golf Show. All about golf, from putting to driving, from hooks to whatever. Now, here's your host of the Back Nine Boys Golf Show, Rich Stiles.
Welcome to the show. The Back Nine Boys Golf Show is brought to you by Bridgestone Golf. Try the Tour V-Ball today. By the club at Sea Palms. By RSM, proud sponsor of the RSM Classic, giving back to our community. By Club Car, the leader in sport, utility, and personal vehicles, and by CJ's Italian Restaurant. Check out their full menu of deep dish, thin crust, sandwiches, and more at CJ'sItalianRestaurant.com. On the show, we're going to go to the PGA Show and talk with Rob Spelman of Golf Aficionado about some of the highlights, what he was looking for, what he found interesting. And then we're also going to talk with Joe White with a new apparel line that was at the PGA Show, American Fit. And then finally, we'll talk with J. Michael Green, PGA Tour caddy, who caddied for Sony winner Grayson Murray. And now Jay has his first trip inside the ropes as he caddies at Augusta. So let's welcome Rob Spelman with Golf Aficionado. Hey, Rob, thanks for being with us.
Hey, Rich. That's a great lineup. Thanks for having me on. I'm happy to, happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, no problem. 40,000 people again back to the PGA Show, kind of like the numbers prior to the COVID of 2020. How was it?
It was amazing. I published my article. I've got like my regular routine. This was my eighth PGA Show, or eighth year kind of since I covered my first one. And this year was special. When I was there, you could feel the excitement in the building. It was back. The last 2 years, a lot of people were just rumoring like, do they even need the PGA Show anymore? TaylorMade's not here. 1 year Titleist didn't come. It just wasn't the same feel. The first year back after COVID in 22, it was like, yeah, we're back, but it's so small. 23 was much better, but people were still like, what's going to happen? But this year, there wasn't a peep about that. It was just excitement. It was just a new era of golf, and I think the PGA Show has really finally caught up to that.
Why do you think it came back this year as compared to the last couple of years? Just people still worried about stuff out in the industry, or what?
Yeah, I think just the golf is at a point now. It's experiencing a huge amount of success. COVID for golf, it's been the best thing since Tiger Woods. I think it's probably had a more positive impact than even Tiger Woods did, right? But
right.
I think where we're at with golf now, and you've got the Top Golf product bringing new people into the game. You've got so much growth in the industry. You've got so much equipment growth across the board. Just everything's growing as more people have been brought into the game of golf. And I think with the PGA Show, it lagged behind. It was just a 2 year lag. While COVID was the best thing ever for golf, it was probably the worst thing ever for the PGA Show. I think people were reluctant to get back in such a big presence. You factor in that there's such a big international presence. The show I remember, 2020, before anybody really knew what COVID was, it was just, people were starting to hear about it, but it really hadn't hit yet, because it really hit in March of 2020.
Right.
I remember getting sick after the show in 2020, and putting two and two together a few months later, I was like, I probably had COVID. And I would go back to thinking about all the people that had come from China and that were at the show in attendance and stuff. So it was some scary stuff. And I think it took that extra year to really get back into full swing. But I think what helped it the most, Rich, is just the success that the golf industry is having. Record numbers of golf courses being built, record number of golf course renovations, all this new equipment, all the new technology that's being infused into the game. I think you can't help but be excited. And so many people wanted to get together and kind of share in that excitement. So that's what I really saw this year.
So what impressed you at the show? I know when I've gone, you know, you always try and find something unique. And it's hard because you got to find them. And what did you find most interesting about the show this year?
You know, it's like you said, it's hard, right? A lot of people think of it's like, oh, you go to a show and you're just like, you're in this adult candy store, toy shop, where you're just walking around, you get to play with all this new gear and stuff like that. The thing that impressed me the most was just, you know, the technological advances and how we're starting to use AI in golf and some of the capabilities of that coming in the future. But from a product standpoint, I really love what Cobra's done with the Dark Speed, whether it's their irons or their driver. Not only do the things perform and the face is so hot and forgiving, they look unbelievable. You know, when you're holding the club in your hand and you're at address, they just, you know, form and function. I mean, it's beautiful. Huge fan of that. One of the cool little things, like in terms of the new innovators, the new product area, I thought was great, was the all-in golf guard. I lost my wedge, just this past week, and thankfully somebody turned it in and was sitting at the pro shop for me, but it's a gadget designed to, you put like an air tag on your golf club or your wedge. It's not meant for every club in your bag, because how many times do you leave your driver on the tee box, but
right.
Your wedges in particular. Right. And it'll let you know as you start to drive off or walk away from the green, that, hey, you're missing a club. So I thought that was a great innovative thing that really has a space. I know you're talking to somebody that launched a new apparel line. I was impressed. I met this 14-year-old girl who's a junior golfer. Her name's Kate Korngold. She's founded her own company called Feathery, designed around junior golfers. You know, I have a daughter who's 20 now, but I can remember when she was growing up and playing through the junior ranks, always complaining about the clothes and there not really being enough options for the juniors. So this girl started her own product line. You know me, Rich, I'm actually traveling this week. I'm out in California now, and I had to bring the golf clubs with me. And it's always a pain when you're flying with golf clubs, but Sun Mountain has this new cube bag. It's a fabulous design. When you store it, it just folds into this little cube, looks like a little teeny tiny carry-on, just makes storing the clubs and the club bag when it's not in use so much easier. So those were really my big highlights of just the stuff that, like, I was like, you know what? This is stuff I would buy and use myself. That's what I try to share with the users.
Yeah, I mean, that's what, you know, you and I both know. It's like a candy store. I mean, you know, we go to the PGA show and we see all the new clubs and all the new apparel and all the new tech items and stuff. One of the ones that I found, I don't know if you ran into it, was Tech was coming out with a GPS earbuds. Did you see that when you were there?
I didn't. I hadn't heard of it. So do you know, do you have a high level on that? I'm curious what the GPS earbuds do. Just gives you the yardage to the hole?
It gives you yardage. It gives you also the yardage to trouble. It just does so many things. I had Steve Heineman on and he was talking about what was going on with tech. And I just thought that was a brilliant idea. And another one of these new tech ideas that is going around. But were all the equipment manufacturers there?
Pretty much everybody. TaylorMade still hasn't come back. But outside of that, everybody's there. So I think everybody's gaining ground, right? I think, you know, we've seen all the stuff changing and everything, people moving around to different brands and the whole Live Golf where, you know, some sponsors decided not to sponsor guys they've had relationships for years. But, you know, I think you continue to see the Titleist, the Cobras, Wilson, you know, the traditional names have kind of come back to the show and stayed strong and have a bigger presence than ever. Even in, you mentioned like the GPS base, right? It used to always be like Bushnell, right? And Bushnell ruled the roost. But man, you should have seen the Blue Tees booth that they had set up. I mean, it was way more impressive. You know, and I love Bushnell. We're at Golf Aficionado. We work almost exclusively with Bushnell when it comes to the laser rangefinders. But the Blue Tees was extremely impressive. You talked about tech, right? Like they had another nice booth. So there's more more competitors in a lot of these spaces now. And it's cool to see. And a brand we don't talk about a lot, Mizuno, their stuff was great. I mean, I got to hit their driver. That was the best Mizuno driver I've ever hit. They've always been known for great irons, but man, they're making some great advancements on their woods.
And why do you think the Mizuno driver was so good? You also talked about some other manufacturers, Cobra. The Cobra's, you know, not as well known as far as equipment other than, you know, Ricky Fowler. But they're making great strides in the equipment as well as Mizuno.
Yeah. And you know me, Rich, like I'm, you know, every chance I get to get fitted and go through that process to try out new clubs and find out, like, do I need a new shaft? Do I need a new club head? And, you know, I take advantage of it. So, I mean, I've been fit more times than I can count. I've always been impressed with how Cobra performs. When I go into the simulator and I'm looking at the numbers, it's more forgiving and it's given me more yardage off the tee. And I think, you know, they're a company, they've really incorporated the simulation, the AI to help, you know, make advances and adjustments to their club and their design to help the golfer in the in-state.
What about golf simulators? It seems the last few years when I've gone to the show that those seem to be popping up more. You know, they're trying to make them for everybody. You know, you don't have to have a lot of space, but, you know, those were always big items at the PGA show.
Yeah, same this year. I mean, there was a lot of simulators. The cool thing, Rich, they're just getting smaller and cheaper.
Right, right.
Yeah, more and more affordable. You know, I've even gotten to the point now that I'm playing around with putting one in my house. And one of the booths we stopped by and talked to, they make, you know, when you think about, hey, I want to put a simulator in my house. And it's like, you know, not many people have $100,000 to go pay somebody to put something in their state of the art. They want to kind of DIY it, right? Like do it yourself. And I'm the same way, but it's like, how do you get started? You know, what kind of screen do you get, the flooring? And there was a company there we talked to that, you know, they specifically, that's their bread and butter, right? They do the enclosures, and it's called SimSpace Golf Enclosure, but they make it easy to get started. And then at that point, you get your enclosure, you get your mat, you get your screen, and then you can pick any of these cool simulators you want. And I mean, you can start getting some really good ones for like $3,000 or $4,000 now.
Yeah. I mean, it's everything is becoming better. Better technology, and the prices are coming down, which means that more and more people can have it. What were some of the things that, as far as shoes, I know there's a lot of shoe manufacturers that are there, FootJoy and, you know, Duca del Cava and all those. Did you see any new shoes or new brands that you thought were going to be hot?
Yeah, there was one brand I actually wrote about in the article, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right, but I always call it it's like Painatar is kind of how I pronounce it. And if I'm butchering the name, I apologize to the manufacturer, but they make, if you like a spikeless shoe, they're making the best spikeless shoe in the world. I'm a strong believer in that. I mean, I've had the Eco shoes. You know, I think they really kind of made the spikeless, them and Freddie Couples kind of made that, put spikeless on the map. But these shoes, they got a great look. They give you great traction, stability. They perform and, you know, great. And they just look great. I mean, these are shoes like you would have no problem wearing everywhere.
Right.
Huge fan of that. You know, all the other brands walking through the booths, you know, just, you know, I think every year the shoes, you know, it's like everything else, man. It gets better and better. I think the designs are, you know, I can remember back in the day you had two options, black or white, when it came to golf shoes.
Right.
Now it's just, oh my God, you can get all kinds of crazy stuff. So I love it.
Yeah. I mean, you and I are kind of freaks about that. We kind of like all the new tech stuff and all the new stuff that's coming out. And then we always wonder, all right, is that going to be better than what I've got now? Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why we spend so much time testing this stuff, right? People don't realize that it's not all fun and games. We actually have to go out and test it and then either talk about it or write about it.
Right. You betcha. Well, Rob, thank you for being with us. I appreciate all your insight on the PGA show and the highlights. Tell us a little bit about Golf Aficionado, how people can get online and look at your product.
Yeah, so Golf Aficionado, if you put that in Google, it'll take you right to us for the top result. We're a luxury focused golf magazine. We cover the top destinations across the world. We do some product reviews as well, but if you're looking to plan your next golf trip, we've got a lot of featured destinations that give you some good insight into where you should go, what time of year you should go. But, you know, we love talking golf, and, you know, there aren't too many golf courses out there that we haven't had a chance to experience. So we've just crossed over 300,000 subscribers, and would love for everybody to go check out the site and subscribe. It's free. We only send one email a month to all the highlights, but happy to have everybody join up and sign up to be a golf aficionado.
Great. You got it. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.
This is Trevor Smith with T. Smith Golf Fitness, and you're listening to the Back Nine Boys podcast.
Welcome back. I'm Rich Stiles. Glad you're with us. We're on the phone with Joe White with American Fit. And Joe, tell us about your apparel line with American Fit.
Sure. I'm also joined here with Diego Leventhal, who's our CEO. American Fit, the parent company, is the Val Group. And the Val Group is headquartered in Santa Fe, Argentina. And we've been in the apparel business for almost 10 years now, producing for other top known golf apparel lines in the golf industry. And about 3 years ago, the directors and Diego decided to embark on a project to launch their own brand under the name American Fit. And so this is our second PGA show. We've expanded our presence here. And where we produce, we own factories in Peru. And I'm going to let Diego share a little bit of the conversation here.
Okay.
Hello. Thank you, Rich.
Oh, you're welcome, Diego.
Thank you so much. Yes, it's a very, I'm very happy to stay for the second time in the PGA show, showing the line, because we have a lot of experience about producing the clothes and growing in the United States market. So we are trying to put American Fit in the pro shops. In other way, we started with another brand. The name is Point and Line, for pick and ball and resort hotels and more performance for the ladies wear, no?
Okay.
So,
New Yorkers and visitors alike are heading to New York City's extraordinary experience that you have to feel to believe. Summit One Vanderbilt, an interactive multi-level experience of art, sky, and exploration. Discover exhilarating heights, explore reflective spaces, walk among floating silver orbs, and immerse yourself in spectacular views of New York. Book your visit at summitov.com and start your journey here.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to ask you, why after 10 years when you were private labeling your apparel line, did you decide to become your own brand? What was involved in making that decision?
The decision is coming about, we try to see the market, the opportunities with my team. My team is Joe and all the reps working with me. So I have the technology. I have Pima Cotton because we have the factory directly to the customer, no?
Right.
So okay. This is the way we are putting a very, very good product, high-end product, a very good price. This is the combination that we are looking for enter in the United States.
And tell us a little bit about the line of what you offer as far as products, Diego.
Yes, correct. The line is great. We started with the best product is Shakar, Performance Shakar. Nobody in the market have a Peruvian performance jacquards with the neck in the same color, and we're trying to get the different patterns with the best stripes, yarn dye. So in all this fabric, we put sun protection, antimicrobiotical, anti-wicking. So it's a very, very good product.
And you offer polos, pullovers, and T-shirts right now. Are you going to expand to other items as well?
Yes, yes, yes. Pants is coming. And then we have a few accessories to try to complete the line. No?
Okay. And
ladies too. And ladies, of course.
Okay, okay.
Men and ladies.
And is it full cut or are they athletic cut tops?
Yes, the top cut and dresses and shirts too for ladies. Yes, full cut.
Full cut. Okay, all right. And give us the website so our listeners can go to it, Diego, and check out what you have presently on your site.
The website is AmericanFit.com.
AmericanFit.com. And how has it been received? You said this is your second PGA show. So how was it received in your first PGA show last year?
I may be able to help that out, Rich.
Okay.
This is our second PGA show, but we've actually been in the business here in North America. And this is our third year. We've done now 5 different collections. We do holiday, spring, summer. We do fall and winter. So at the PGA show this year, we'll be introducing the 24 fall winter collection. We're essentially a green grass only apparel line. So we think that we can deliver a higher margin and a better product and a better price to the golf professional and the golf professional's consumer at the better clubs across the U.S. and North America.
Right. So from a marketing standpoint, you're only going to be green grass. What separates American Fit from the other brands that are out there?
Well, can you repeat that question? A little background noise here.
Sure. What separates American Fit from the other brands that are out there, Joe?
Sure. The fact, and here's a big thing in today's market, of the price of goods, but we can deliver a better product because we control the factories in Peru. If you're importing product from Asia, you're 30 days on the water, you're really held hostage to logistics and the business. We produce in Peru, and we can, by air, we can be three days into our warehouse in Miami. If we're on sea, we're 10 days maximum. So what we deliver, what we can deliver to the pro shop buyer is a better product on time. We do embroidery all in-house, and we control everything from financing to logistics to the sales and marketing aspects of our business. So we're an entirely turnkey operation where a lot of manufacturers, and that's how we started our business, work through agents or they're buying through companies like the Val Group.
Yes, Rich. I note that the other big point is for entering the United States, we can offer shipping free to the customers, okay. Embroidery free. We try to everybody want the quality for the product because the quality is very great and at the middle price that the big brand. No, this is the most important things that we American Fit is all produced in Peru, in Lima. So the product is very nice.
And the Peruvian cotton that you use, that's one of the separation points that you have that differentiates you from the other brands. What kind of a feel is the Peruvian cotton from what's out there right now?
Yes, the one of the most famous cotton in the world is Pima cotton, no? Pima cotton is very soft, is very comfortable for wear, and you can wash 200 times and you put your t-shirts and will be the same that the day that you buy, no? This is the most important for the customer, no? For the user.
And as far as controlling the distribution from where you make everything, that's just going to help you get things to the customer a lot quicker and not have to go through a sales team or a ladder of people to get everything to you. Is that correct?
Correct. You are correct. All is vertical for the company, no? Yes.
Okay, and that just helps you get your product into. And what kind of green grass operations are you going after? Going after private clubs, you're going after public clubs, or just a combination of all?
Wish somebody would respond to that. We believe in supporting the PGA golf professional and the buyer who is, you know, diligently working at not only the better clubs, but, you know, the public daily fee clubs. So we want to help them take product, put their logo, put their club crest on the product,
okay,
and have protection and margin generation that will sustain them in business. So we've elected to be kind of a green grass only pro shop item at this time.
And from a price standpoint, Joe, how will you compare to other brands that are out there? Are you in the middle? Are you on a high end or what?
We're on the higher end, but price competitive on the higher end. Our retail price, the MSRP is $75 to $85 for a polo that would probably compete against some other brands, $90 to $120. Okay.
Gotcha.
We have technical fibers. And we have, in addition to the jacquards, the Pima cottons, the technical fibers, we can do special makeup for clubs. In fact, we're doing that for a couple of clubs right now where we put their brand on their label on product directly that is being directly merchandised to these better clubs, these larger clubs.
And Diego said that you were going to expand into other items like pants. And does that include shorts or just long pants?
Shorts, long pants. And the interesting thing is Diego and I just came back from the soccer coaches convention in Anaheim. And American Fit is going to be launching a line, a very upscale line of soccer apparel for youth, boys and men and women. So we're a very diverse company. And at this show here, PGA show, as Diego mentioned earlier, we're launching Points and Lines, which is going to become a very well-known upscale ladies pickleball line.
And pickleball is a highly successful growing sport that a lot of golfers are playing.
That's correct. And what makes it so efficient for us in the sales and marketing side is that the better clubs not only have golf courses now, but they have tennis courts that are being converted over to pickleball courts.
Yeah.
And the sales rep, our sales rep now can make two calls on one facility.
Actually make one call and maybe get two customers.
Exactly.
All right. Give us the website again, Joe, if you don't mind.
Sure. It's www.americanfit.com.
Well, I appreciate you guys taking time to talk with us on the Back Nine Boys podcast, americanfit.com. Joe and Diego, thank you for your time and have fun at the PGA show.
Well, thank,
Thank you.
Thank you, Rich.
This is Steve Henneman with Tech Tech Tech, and you're listening to the Back Nine Boys podcast.
And welcome back. I'm Rich Stiles. How would you like to be a PGA Tour caddy? Well, we've got one on the phone with us right now, J. Michael Green. Jay, it is a pleasure to have you on the show.
Always good to talk to you, Rich. Means I'm doing something right.
Well, you are. Boy, did you pick up a good bag. How did you and Grayson Murray get together?
So it started last year after I worked for Will Gordon. Grayson was looking. So I worked for Grayson two events, Honda Classic in Puerto Rico during 2023. And he asked me to go down on Korn Ferry with him. Simultaneously, I got asked by Kevin Roy on tour. So I stayed up on tour. Grayson and I stayed in touch. We have a really good mutual friend. So then when he got his card and he was looking, he asked me if I would come work for him again. And I said, you tell me when and where, I'm ready.
Awesome. And your first tournament with him was the Sony?
First tournament back was Sony, yes.
What a tournament to come back to, and what a tournament you guys had. How was it?
Oh my gosh, it was awesome. It was just, it was one of those weeks where to win on the PGA Tour, a lot has to go your way. And it was just one of those days, one of those weeks where just seemingly everything went our way. You know, we were getting good breaks. We were getting up and down. And you know, we were three over through eight holes to start that tournament. He made a 12 footer on eight that kept him at three over par. And then it kind of settled him down. We knew we had some good opportunities in front of us, birdied 9, 10, 12, and 18 to get it to one under for the first round. And then after that, it was just kind of, he was just flushing it.
And then that final round, he hits a shot really close to the pin, makes the putt. You get into the playoff. You're in that playoff mode, and the other guys are closer, and he's farther out, so he putts first. What was your conversation like between the two of you as you were walking up, seeing where you were on the green and where the others were?
So we, where we hit it in the playoff was actually about the same spot that Sam Stevens, who we played with in the final round, was very close to that. And I was standing on the back of the green in regulation, watched Sam putt, hit a great putt, just left it about 3 feet short. So Grayson and I walking up to 18 green, I told him, I saw Sam hit this putt in regulation. I know exactly what it does. And, you know, he was just like, you know, we've been putting well all day. One of these is going to drop. Let's just, there, one of these guys, Ben on or Keegan Bradley, is going to get up and down. So let's just give it a chance. And we had a really good spot halfway in between us and the hole. That was a great start point. And, right, you know, we both agree. I told him, I was like, it's going to be left to right going up the hill the first half. Second half is going to flatten out. We picked the spot out. He hit it. As soon as I saw it, I knew I had great pace. Uh-huh. I think I blacked out a little bit. but I remember seeing it go in, and yeah, it was so cool to hear the fans. Just such a cool moment to be a part of.
Well, then you had to wait for two other players to play, and Keegan missed his, and Ben was closer. And yeah, I'm sure many people expected him to make that.
Yeah, we certainly did. You know, Keegan had probably an 18 footer, just missed it on the left side. So him, you know, Grayson and I were kind of like, all right, one bullet dodged. And then Ben, yeah, I mean, he was 4 feet, 3 inches. You're expecting those guys to make that 100% of the time.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's to win on the PGA Tour is not easy, and
you did.
We did it. It was kind of crazy. Both my wins, my Korn Ferry win with Will Gordon was in a playoff. We won on the first playoff hole, and then with Grayson was a playoff on the first playoff hole.
What did you and Grayson say to each other after An's putt went by the cup and missed? You knew you won.
Yeah, I just hugged him and I was like, dude, I'm so proud of you. So happy for you. You've worked so hard for this. You stayed patient all day. You deserve this. And I was just, I think I told him I was so proud of him like five times.
Yeah.
So
about nine. That's great. I mean, it's a great win. Great for him. But he's had kind of a checkered past. And you obviously knew that when you took the bag. Did any of that come into your mind of, I don't know, or were you in a point of he's changed?
Yeah, I definitely, I had seen the, because we were friends and, you know, I worked for him, Honda in Puerto Rico. I had heard everything that people told me, you know, what he'd said on Twitter, you know, how he used to act off the golf course. And when I was with him in Honda in Puerto Rico, that's when he started his sobriety. And mm-hmm. he was a completely different person versus anything anyone had ever told me. And I think him too, getting engaged, his fiance's great, great family. You know, she keeps him in line, keeps him on the right path because she doesn't drink as well. So they have an awesome relationship, a great partnership. She supports him. So it's been pretty awesome to see him basically hit rock bottom and completely change his life.
Yeah, I know at the press conferences, I mean, a lot of the media folks were talking to him and, you know, kind of, are you really changed? You know, and all this other kind of stuff. We'll have to wait and see. I heard a lot of them say, but from what you've said, he's there. It's real. And yes. Now he's just got a lot of great places to go with a great team, including you.
Yeah, I think he's got unlimited talent. It's just the support system and the off, you know, what goes on off the course. I think it's he's in such a good spot.
And that's great. So what's your schedule like now? You're going to go back out next week?
Yep. So we're going to play the next 3 weeks. So we're going to play Pebble. We're going to play Waste Management. We're going to play Genesis. Have a couple weeks off. We'll play Bay Hill Players Championship. A couple weeks off. And then we'll do three in a row. We'll do Valero, the Masters, and then RBC Heritage. That's kind of through April, and then he gets married the end of April.
And he'll probably take a little time off. Let me ask you this. You get an opportunity now to go to Augusta. You've been there a couple of times as a spectator. Now you get to go there where a lot of people wish they would be able to go. You're going to go inside the ropes at Augusta National. When will you guys go practice, see the course, see what you can do? How far in advance will you do that, Jay?
Yeah, I'm guessing probably in between Players Championship and Valero. I think there's a couple weeks in between. So I think that'll be at least where, you know, the course is going to be somewhat similar. So I think we'll probably be up there a couple times. I'm not sure if he wants to go, you know, after this next stretch, but he gets five rounds that he can play, and then if he knows any members, which he does, you're allowed to play with some members as well that don't count towards that five.
So when you call up and make your tee time, can you make two and let me know?
Yeah. I'm hoping I just get the invite.
Oh, I'm sure you will. But how cool is that going to be?
Yeah, I'm so excited. I'm going to have some family come. Yeah, it's going to be so special. It's what, you know, all of us in America, I mean, and for that matter, everyone around the world, everyone knows Augusta. Everyone knows the history, how immaculate the course is. Nothing's out of place. Yeah, it's going to be so special. I'm going to have to pinch myself and just look around and just realize how blessed I've been to be on this journey.
Yeah, you've got a great journey ahead of you. What was it like after winning the Sony in a playoff and then going to the next tournament and you missed the cut? I mean, expectations, I'm sure, were realistic going into the next tournament after the win, but it's really hard to play great golf 2 weeks in a row.
So hard. I've told a few people that it is so hard to practice after a win. I mean, we would do the same routine that we did in Hawaii that would take us, where we would putt, hit balls, chip, putt. That would take us about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
That was taking us 3 to 4 hours just to do that same thing. You know, everyone's coming up to you, congratulating you, you know, reps, players, caddies, media. It's obviously a great problem to have. Wouldn't change it for the world, but it's very hard to keep that. You know, he said to me the first round, he's like, man, it's hard to stay hungry after, you know, you win like that and play right away.
Yeah.
So I think taking this week off, Farmers, I think that was good. Now he realizes, all right, we got Pebble signature event. We're going to be playing against the best players in the world. It's time to go again.
But staying focused, which I kind of picked up on, it's hard after that when you've got so many distractions. You're not going through your regular routine.
Yes. Yeah. Very, very hard. And as much as you want to, you know, I'm trying to keep him, you know, on the rails of, hey, this is what we've got, you know, some wedge work that we got to do with the TrackMan. We've got some putting, strokes gained, you know, speed drills, some stuff on the range as well. Short game games that we do. And it's hard to keep him focused because again, I'm keeping track. It's like, all right, we got 7 balls for this short game challenge, you know, and we're chipping 2, and then someone comes up and talks to him for 10, 15 minutes. And I'm like, all right, well, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was very hard to practice focus that week after.
Yeah. For you too, though, right? Because of all the distractions. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, again, yeah, people are coming up to you. And then, obviously, like I said, it's a good problem to have.
Yeah. Well, you've worked hard. You've been out there. You've had a couple of different bags. Looks like you've kind of got a good one right now. I know everybody's thrilled for Grayson, thrilled for you. Hometown boy, we love it. Good luck over the next few tournaments. And I hope we get to talk again when he gets his second win this year.
Absolutely. Thanks, Rich.
Cool. All right, don't forget about Augusta, okay?
All right, you got it.
You've been listening to the Back Nine Boys Golf Show with Rich Stiles. Go to back9boys.com for all things golf whenever you want it. We'll be back next week with an all-new Back Nine Boys at back9boys.com.
Go wild with generative AI in Adobe Photoshop. Create anything you can imagine just by typing a text prompt, like a jaguar. No, a jaguar on a spaceship. Yes, this changes everything. Try it now at photoshop.com.